Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Modi's Navnirman Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahek Modi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining Modi's Navnirman Q1 FY27 earnings call. On behalf of the management team, I sincerely appreciate your time and interest in our company. Before I get to the numbers, I'd just like to brief about the company that is Modi's Navnirman Limited. Since our founder, Dinesh Modi, set up Modi's Navnirman in 2009, we have built this business around one simple belief that we don't just build walls, we build homes. This isn't a tagline for us. It is a filter which we run in every decision which we take, which society gives with partners, and how we design a tower, how we treat our family that has trusted their money and time with us, and the roof which we provide them over their heads during a redevelopment. A house becomes a home with love, and that is the standard we hold ourselves to, project after project. I say this deliberately that it is easy because it's easy in this industry to be measured purely on land banks and square footages. We'd be rather measured on trust, and this quarter, I think you'll see that trust translated into both scale and performance. Now, I'd like to give you a brief about the financial performance that we have done in the quarter. The revenue from operations grew 27.92% year-on-year to 58.26 crore compared to what it was last year, Q1 FY26, 45.54 crore, and it has grown 13.15% from the Q4 of FY26. EBITDA grew 14.25% year-on-year to 11.65 crore from 10.20 crore given in Q1 FY26 and rose 54% subsequently in Q4 FY26. The profit after tax grew 25.81% year-on-year to 8.54 crore compared to 6.79 crore, which was given in Q1 FY26, and rose 92.04% in Q4 FY26. Basic EPS for the quarter stood 4.36 against the quarter FY26 of 3.47 rupees. One number I want to specifically mention is the area sold, which in Q1 FY27, we have sold around 44,000 sq ft. To me, that number, the best capture was actually happening on the ground, and more families are choosing us to make home with us quarter on quarter. I would like to also give you a brief on the expansion which we have achieved in the Q1 quarter. In this quarter, we have undertaken one more new project, that is Neev Kiran Society in Santa Cruz West. Like we had promised in our other con calls and presentations, that we will be expanding in the Bombay zone. So till now, we had projects in the western zone, but now we have expanded to the Santa Cruz and other sides of Bombay as well. Together with this, currently, we have six ongoing projects and 14 completed projects and five upcoming projects across Bombay and its region, taking our portfolio to 25 premium residential projects. This isn't just for growth sake. Every one of the projects sits in a micro market we understand deeply: Malhar, Kandivali, Borivali, Dahisar, Goregaon, and now Thar, which comes to us through our redevelopment model, which we have always kept an asset-light model, wherein we partner with societies rather than competing for land in open market. This keeps our land cost low and puts our capital where it belongs, into construction and into families waiting for their homes, and not into land bank sitting idle on balance sheet for quarters on quarters. execution on the ground, I would like to give you a brief of the first quarter which is going on. The execution this quarter was steady across all six projects. Rashmi Square has completed 22 flats. Rashmi Signature completed 28 flats. Rashmi Delight has completed 14 flats and Rashmi Manor completed 13 flats. Rashmi Icon and Rashmi Avenue, both are progressing tremendously on their plinth stage. This is exactly the kind of discipline and on-schedule execution we want every investor and every home buyer to be able to set their watch by. Looking ahead, so when people ask us how different we are from every other real estate company, this is our answer. We are not chasing the biggest land banks in Bombay. We are building the most trusted name in Mumbai redevelopment. One family, one society, one home at a time. Our job is now to keep doing exactly what has gotten us here. Discipline, execution on the ground, financial provisions on the balance sheet, and widening our reach into the neighborhoods that are ready to grow with us. With this, I would like to keep the floor open for any questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Rohit Mehra from SK Securities. Please proceed.
Hi sir, good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, how many of new projects do you expect to add during FY27?
FY27, in redevelopment, there is no guarantee how much projects when, because see, it is a tender process wherein we fill our tenders, then society takes their time to study, to select, to do everything. So I can't promise on the number which we are undertaking. But yeah, probably we are in good positions in 2 to 3 development stages, wherein we are in the top 3 category. So we are expecting this plus whatever more tenders come and whatever we achieve. That.
Got it, sir. So pertaining to that only, so are we seeing any changes in the pricing trends across your key micro markets?
No, there are no pricing trends have been similar to what it is. Price remains micro market and project specific. See, what happens is, if it is a well connected area in the western suburban, project with good amenities and strong connectivity, the rates have been pretty much good enough. There has been no much volatility in terms of the pricing.
Got it. And just on an operational basis, are there any challenges pertaining to the labor availability and other things or costs per se?
Sorry, I could not get you. Sorry.
So I just want to know that are there any challenges pertaining to the labor availability or the cost for the labor on that front?
No. That is the long one. There have been no issues for operational at any of our projects.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Kumar from MU Investments. Please proceed. Mr. Kumar, are you there?
Hello, hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. So, wanted to ask on the macro scenario in the real estate market. So we see in several few quarters there's been a ramp up in the supply of the basically residential apartment, but that much not that much demand in the market. What is your view, like how is the demand shaping up and how should we expect the demand going forward?
So in terms of demand and supply, I would agree with you that the supply has a bit increased, but demand is still there for people, the flats and everything. In real estate, the demand is always going to be there because being Bombay a financial capital, I don't see the demand drying up. Supply has boosted up a little bit because the government has made their positions clear on the MARA land, SRA land and everything. So supply has bit increased, but I don't see any issue in the demand.
Yeah.
Demand trend, okay. It is going to be the same.
Okay, and one more question, sir, on your accounting. So, wanted to just ask, like, how do you account for revenue when you do the project? Is it on completion basis or it is on project completion basis or percentage completion?
Percentage completion.
Okay. And we have seen around 28% revenue growth. What was the key driver behind this performance, if you could just elaborate on?
Launching of new projects, then completion of projects. So we completed Rashmi Celeste in the last quarter, so the inventory was ready to move in. So that changed. The two projects, Rashmi Signature and Rashmi Square, have done tremendously. They are nearly on the closing stages. In the third quarter, we'll be probably handing over with OC. So the projects are on the completion stages. So that also drives pay. Because, see, there are less chances of now the project getting stopped. So people tend to buy more.
Okay. And just one question on your stock. So, we've seen that liquidity in your stock is very low. So, just wanted to ask why it is, very low current market.
I have no idea. That is purely the market side. I don't see the market side or anything. So, I'll not be the one. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. That is from my side. And all the best for coming quarters. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nimesh Pandey from NP Investment. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. So, sir, I have a couple of questions. So, first thing, sir, do you see scope to expand into new markets? Or would you continue to focus on the western suburbs of Mumbai?
No. We continue into all the sectors of Bombay, all the areas of Bombay. It is not that we are just in pinned to one area or part of Bombay. We are expanding. We have expanded into Khar. So our major portfolio was into Kandivali, Borivali, Malad and everywhere. Now we have expanded to Khar as well. So we are step by step. We have projects. We are into tender processes in Parla. We have discussions for Ghatkopar as well. So we are looking into it. Nothing finalized because all these take time. So everything is going on in bits and pieces.
Got it. And the system, my next question is, sir, as you grow, what steps are you taking to build stronger brand recognition and customer confidence?
See, our major for customer confidence has been delivery of timing. That has been our core. So we focus more on completion of the project rather than making just the brand visibility and everything. So we always believe in word of mouth more rather than brand positioning or branding yourself as someone in real estate. Because if my project speaks, so if I'm delivering a project, so I have 200 families. So if I complete the project on time, I have 200 people who are going to speak of me and word of mouth. So customer satisfaction has been our major goal into this, in brand development, you can say.
Okay, understood. Sir, last question. So, what are the key challenges or risk you foresee as the business grows? And sir, how are you preparing to address them,
I think there are no challenges we are as of now facing. The war thing which has now subsided, initially during the first quarter in April, May, there were few challenges, but now everything has subsided.
Okay. Understood, sir. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhav Das, an individual investor. Please proceed. Mr. Madhav, are you there? Mr. Madhav?
Hello.
Yeah, please proceed.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. So actually, I have a couple of questions. One is that what are the key operational priorities for the management over the next 12 months?
In terms of what you are asking, key operational next 12 months, in what, can you be a little specific?
So sir, exactly what are the operational priorities as in terms of posting and dropping deals?
I can't hear you properly. Your voice is not audible.
Hello?
Yes. Madhav, sir, may I request you to rejoin the queue, please? Thank you. The next question is from the line of Muskan Patel from JK Investment. Please proceed.
Hello, hi sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yes.
I have a couple of questions. One of them being, how do you see the demand outlook, especially in Mumbai's redevelopment market, especially over the next few years? Mm. And another question along the similar lines is that, are you guys in any way evaluating opportunities beyond the existing operating markets? Like, will your focus will remain on western suburbs of Mumbai? Or will it also expand to other parts of the country, perhaps?
The first question is regarding a demand. The trends which we have seen since all these years, the demand has never gone down in Bombay. So demand, in terms of demand, I am very skeptical that it is going to go on a higher side rather than on a lower side. So demand, I don't see any issue for the next few years as well. In terms of the second question wherein you are asking me regarding our expansion, we have expanded into different parts of Bombay. Being particularly, we have taken a project in Khar. We are evaluating other projects. Eastern suburb of our Bombay, Ghatkopar side also we are exploring. So in terms of exploration in Bombay, yes, we are, and neighboring parts of Bombay also, but not, as of now, not in any other city of Bombay except Maharashtra we are looking, or even in Maharashtra we are not looking to expand tremendously in other parts of Maharashtra. We are going to be around Bombay only as of now. Then we are obviously hoping to expand into other cities of India.
Okay, that makes sense. I also wanted to ask you that, is it possible for you to just briefly explain your accounting standard in detail, please? I just wanted to understand this so that investors can understand how you show your financials, how many projects are in hand, and things like that.
Accounting standard, we follow the index wherein we follow the project percentage completion method. And currently we have 6 projects ongoing. Furthermore, 5 are in pipeline. And 14 we have completed. So,
okay.
Give you more than this in detail, what do you, anything you require, I can explain more in detail. if you want.
That sounds great for now. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divya Reddy, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hi sir, so my question is, can you provide an update on the sales and inventory position across your ongoing projects?
You want, hello?
Yeah.
You want inventory details, as in?
Yeah, inventory position.
See, Rashmi Square has been nearly sold off around 80%.
Okay.
Rashmi Signature has been nearly sold off 50%. Then goes Rashmi Delight. Rashmi Delight has nearly gone around 40%.
Okay.
And other than that, Manorath sales is nearly around at 20-25%. And Rashmi Avenue and Rashmi Icon, we have just started, so we have not done hardcore inventory selling in those two projects.
Okay. And sir, what is the current pipeline of redevelopment opportunities?
We have good opportunities going on. We are very skeptical into projects. We are evaluating, probably taking more 2 to 3 projects in this time, this year.
Okay, that's great, sir. Yeah, that will be all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sakshi Singh, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. My question is, has the company is scaling up? So how do you actually plan to ensure that there is timely execution while also maintaining financial discipline?
See, we do the basics right. That is what I can say. We just don't focus. We focus more on the completion of the project, and our decisions, being the management, being very small and tight, the decisions of the project are taken very fast. So there are no lapses or delays in completion of the project. So that is one good thing which we have. Plus, the management also has weekly or visits at site for completion of the project. So that helps us in delivering the project on time.
Also, I wanted to know that how are you intending to strengthen your brand and also the increase the customer trust has the company changed, sir?
We are looking into projects. We are positioning our, we are strengthening our brand in digital presence as well. In terms of making experiences, now we have started few things in terms of real estate wherein which we used to not follow. So in terms of, we have investor meets, CP, not investor meets, channel partner meets, we have broker meets, we apply all those so that the real estate market, our brand is now recognizable on all those sectors as well. Plus now we have sale lounges and we are creating that. So that all helps us in, you know, positioning the brand in a better way.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, sir. That would be from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Yash Parker, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
You can speak a little loud. Your voice is a little slow.
Okay. I had a question. So revenue grew around 28%. But EBITDA grew nearly 14%. So our margins came from 22.3% to nearly 19.8%. How much of this is project mix versus construction cost pressure? And where do you see the sustainable margins normalizing?
See, I would say the major hit was because of the war. Because war situation happened, the cost of materials and everything increased, there were panic buying going in the market. People used material shortages were there, labor shortages were there. So a little hit has been gone on that side, but that has stabilized now. So now this quarter, I think so it will be on track what we have been showing. So I don't think there will be major differences. We took hits in the first quarter, obviously because of this thing, of the war situation.
Correct. And so, as competition for redevelopment opportunities increases, are you seeing any deterioration in project economics through higher society expectations or revenue sharing requirements? And what minimum returns threshold do you maintain before taking on a project?
See, every project has a different feasibility because now there are various schemes which are going into redevelopment. First, a 5 year before pipeline, it was basically one scheme only. Now there are different schemes. So what society is using, a different economics comes of a different project, but a healthy margins of around 20 to 30% should be expected in every project.
Right, sir. And sir, you mentioned that one new project secured in quarter one and 4 already in the pipeline. Could you give us the stage of these 4 opportunities and their aggregate development potential and expected timelines for conversion or something?
If you see the GDV of all the 4 projects, it is nearly upwards of 800 CR, which we have already given. It will be an upwards of 800 CR. The projects are starting from now. The Rashmi Paradise will be starting in this quarter. Rashmi Gold and Sheetal probably in the third quarter. And other Thar in the fourth quarter, and going will be, there are some government issues. Government has put stay in the whole area of that section of 500 meters. So Rashmi Govindalvi project is a little on hold. So projects will be going into this year, starting this year.
Right, sir. And last question from answer. So across Square and Signature, which together contributes around 60% of our quarter one's revenue, our project margins sort of track with the original underwriting assumption, or is it below because of the war?
It is a little below because both the projects were nearly at a stage where the projects were on a completion higher side. So we had to procure materials and everything during the war time only. So margins will be little hit, but nothing major. In terms of, if you see the overall picture, in terms of a 2-2.5 year timeline, margins will be not majorly hit.
Okay. Can I ask one last question, sir? This is related to capital. So, as the company has larger redevelopment projects, how should we think about capital employed per project and the potential increase in working capital? What leverage ceiling will the management maintain?
Practically, we still have not thought anything because every project comes with a different economics. So what happens is every project has a different economics, so you can't plan everything accordingly beforehand. So we have not, the management has not thought into anything as of now.
Right. Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Juzair Haveliwala, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. So my first question is, you have a 12.11 lakh square feet under construction and another 10.5 lakh square feet in upcoming pipeline. So could you please help me to understand the revenue and profitability potential embedded in this pipeline and what kind of growth we are looking for over the next 2-3 years?
See, in terms of, I told you, the upcoming, which I've told you that which is there, the GDP of the upcoming projects is nearly in the stage of around 800 CR.
Okay.
And if we maintain everything at 19-20% margins, which we maintain, so profitability will be on those lines.
Okay, sir. And during this quarter, how was the customer demand, particularly in the Mumbai retail local market? And are you seeing any shift over the larger or more premium homes, sir?
Every market is different. So in Kandivali, Borivali, also larger homes, you have to make the project, you have to market the project that way. So the demand is as such that if you market the project in a luxury segment, you will be getting clients in the luxury segment, and if you market it in a different way, so the project goes into that line. So the demand has been there for both the sides, being a luxury and being an economical flat as well.
Okay, and I also want some clarification on our two projects, Rashmi Square and Rashmi Signature. So, it appears in the very advanced stage of construction. So, could you please help me to update on the current booking and sales status of this project, sir? And what is the inventory remaining in this project?
The remaining inventory, I don't have the exact details, but I can just give you percentage-wise. In Rashmi Square, around 80% of the inventory has been booked. And Rashmi Signature, probably 65-70% of the inventory, 65% will be has been booked.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahesh Murthy for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you all once again for your time and the thoughtful question. Today we are pleased with the progress we've made this quarter as we continue to scale our project reasonably while staying true to our core of value of affordability. We remain super confident in the growth roadmap we have laid for FY27. On behalf of the entire Modi's Now Nirman team, I thank each and every one of you for your continued trust and support. Thank you everyone and have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Modi's Nav Nirman Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.